Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God we serve. We serve the Most High God. And Lord, we just bless you this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that we could call on your mighty holy name, and you've already answered before we call. We thank you that you are the God, hallelujah, our great and mighty creator. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. You are Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our end. You have always been and you will always be. You're eternal in the heavens, eternal. Oh, God, eternal God, most gracious, most high, King of kings. Oh, God, I thank you that you are all-wise, all-knowing Father. Nobody's great like you. Nobody's holy like you. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, this morning we come to say, Abba, Abba, we need you, Lord. We need you more than the skin on our bones. We need you more than our very breath. And we are thanking you this morning that you are merciful. We are thanking you this morning that you load us up with benefits every day. Oh, God, oh, Lord, we thank you this morning for what you've already done and what you're about to do. You are so glorious. You are full of majesty. You are clothed in majesty. You are a majestic God. You are a supernatural God. There is nothing you can't do. There's no place that you are not. You are, oh, my God, every place, all at the same time, omnipresent. Oh, yes, Lord God, most powerful. Nothing is impossible to you. We praise your name. We honor you as King of kings and Lord of lords, and we just bless you this morning. We thank you for Children's Day on Bible Storyland. Oh, God, even though, oh, God, we are here, we thank you that you are with us, and you were with us before we got on the line. Oh, God, you are always with us. You're with the children, Lord God. Oh, you won't ever leave. Oh, God, the children. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you won't ever leave Isaiah. You won't ever leave Leah. You won't ever leave Sarai. You won't ever leave London. You will always be with all the children 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we're your children too. So you will never leave us. What a great God you are. What a mighty God you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, this morning, we rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Let the enemy perish at your rebuke, O Lord. Let the enemy flee at your rebuke, O Lord. We rebuke all the winds and the storms of the enemy sent against our lives, the lives of our children, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we are grateful, O God, that you, the Most High God, in the name of Jesus, you rebuke the devourer for our sake. You rebuke those that rush at us, and you let them flee away in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you that you rebuke every unclean spirit in the name of Jesus that would attempt to operate in our lives. We rebuke the proud spirits that are cursed. We release furious rebukes upon the enemy. Let the blast of your nostrils, Lord God, rebuke the enemy. Rebuke the enemy that with flames of fire. Let a thousand flee at your rebuke, O Lord. Rebuke every sea that would try to close up upon us. Devil, we rebuke you. Hold your peace and get thee behind us in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for everything that you've done today, thus far, and what you're about to do. So we come to give you glory. We come to give you praise in the name of Jesus. Good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. This is Children's Day, and God loves the children. So I thank God that he loves every child, even the ones that are in the belly. Yeah, he loved them. He loved all of the children. And I thank God that he said, you know, let the children come to him. So we got to allow the children to come to the Lord. We can't hold them back. And I thank God for the parents that are on, because they are allowing their children to come to the Lord at an early age, and their children shall have great peace. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So God is asking us to do something today. He's asking us, oh God, to do something. We are God's people. We represent him in the earth realm. We are called by his name. God is asking us as his people to do our part. He's already done his part, but he's asking us to do our part. So first of all, we must go to him, humble ourselves, go to him like little children. We got to go before the Father. You know, many times people are not going before the Father anymore. You know, once the Lord has given us so much, like he gave the children of Israel, he gave them so much until they just took him for granted and they disrespected him. And in today's time, we're doing the same thing, just like the children of Israel. He did supernatural things for them. He brought them through the Red Sea on dry land. They didn't even have to step in mud. He gave them food every day. And then they dishonored him. They didn't even want to talk to him. They even came against his servant, Moses. And don't you know people are doing that today? We're coming against the men and women of God today. But God is not pleased with that. And then God said, okay, after you humble yourself, next we got to pray. Prayer is honorable. It's an honorable conversation with God and asking God to do things for us. We're coming as children requesting that he move on our behalf. We are petitioning him in prayer. What are we petitioning him about today? To stop the violence, to stop the murder against our children, the hideous crimes. Just the other day, I received a text on my phone, one of those emergency texts, saying that a child was kidnapped. You know, it's time out for that. We got to watch our kids closer. We got to watch them closer. It was an Amber Alert. And you always know when the Amber Alerts come in because they make a funny sound. Bomb, bomb, bomb. They make that loud noise. And I don't like it when they come in. In one way, I don't like it. In another way, I'm glad when the Amber Alerts come in. Because when the Amber Alert come in, I know to start praying right then. Lord, find the child that was kidnapped. Lord, don't let the kidnapper keep the child. Let the child be released right away. I know to pray right then.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those Amber Alerts come in. We got to pray.
Yes, Lord.
We got to pray even before the alert come in. And then when we hear the alert, we got to really pray. We got to intercede. We got to go into the enemy's camp in the spirit and snatch him back. And then, you know, we get upset when we hear about these murders and the gun violence. Our children are being shot down, not just in the school. Some of them are being shot down in the home. Stray bullets are going everywhere. Stray bullets going everywhere. In my neighborhood this week, somebody got shot. Spray bullets all into somebody's home this week. We got to get on our knees and pray like never before. We got to come before the Father and petition him in prayer. We're his people called by his name.
Hello.
And in 2018, there has been gun violence, murder. Just random murders of our children. The devil is after our seed. Where would the violence hit next? God knows himself. So we got to petition him and say, Lord, what do I do? Do I need to keep my child in the public schools? Because I don't know if they're going to come home today. What do we do, Lord? We got to call on his name.
Yes, Lord.
He said, effectual, fervent prayers. Effectual, fervent prayers. We can't just say, Lord, bless my child as they go to school today and keep them safe. No! We got to get in that secret place, and we really got to pray.
Oh, yes.
We can't just, you know, just come in with a sweet little prayer. We got to do effectual, fervent prayers for our children. I'm tired of the devil taking our children, just random murdering them, walking down the street murdering them. No, we are God's people, and we can call on his name, but first we got to humble ourselves. Then we got to turn from our wicked ways. We can't just go to him with wicked ways. We got to be like David, say, Abba, Father, forgive me for what I've done. I've sinned against you. You only have I sinned. We got to come clean. We don't know our errors. We got to come clean before the Lord. Say, Lord, you know, today I slipped up. I did this and I did that. I lied. I cheated. I stole. Whatever it was, we got to come clean before we come into the presence of the Holy God. We got to come clean before we come into the presence of the Holy God. So we got to keep praying. Keep praying. And then, you know, after we, he said to seek his face. Seek his face. Turn from our wicked ways. God already know what we've done. So we may as well say, Lord, you know, today I cussed. Today I swore. Today I was mad, angry at my husband. Today I was angry with my daughter. I was angry with my son. Today I was angry with my wife. I was angry, Father God. And I sinned with the anger. Forgive me, Lord. Today I murdered my neighbor with my mouth, Lord God. Forgive me, Lord. Whatever it is, we got to come and say, forgive us, Lord. Because, you know, sometimes we murder each other with our tongue. So we got to be careful what we're doing, what we're saying about other people. And then, you know, we turn from our wicked ways. And then God, you know, will hear our prayers. No good thing can come from our flesh. So we must confess our errors. He said, who can know their errors? He said, we even have presumptuous sins. He will do, do his part, and we have our part. So I thank God this morning, in the name of Jesus, that we could call on his name. We could come before his presence with thanksgiving. Karen, I did not forget you, honey. I didn't forget you. So this morning, I'm going to ask some of the children to pray. It's praying time, like never before.
Oh, yes.
So, Isaiah, you there?
Yes.
Okay, Isaiah, I want you to pray for the children of the world, that God will keep them safe.
Okay. Well, Father God, I thank you for this day, Lord God. I thank you for waking us up this morning, and I thank you for starting us on the way, Lord God. And Lord, protect the children all over the world, Lord God. Put a double protection around them, Lord God. And protect them, Lord God, as they go to school. And as they come back from school, Lord God, and anywhere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaiah. Where is Sarai? Sarai, I want you to pray for the children to be safe, okay?
Okay. Lord God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the children, Lord God, that they be safe, Lord God, and let them come back to school, Lord God, safe, Lord God. Put a double hedge around them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. The children can pray. London, I want you to pray for the children, okay? London, are you there? Your phone may be on mute. Oh, hold on. Hold on, London. London, can you hear me? Hold on. Hold on. Okay, London?
Say hello.
Oh.
London, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, put your mouth to the phone. I want you to pray for the children.
Lord God, we thank you for the
Lord God, we thank you for this day that you have made. Lord God, we ask you to protect everyone around the world. Lord God, if they don't know that they're doing wrong, Lord God, please tell them that they're doing wrong. Lord God, help them turn back to you. If they're a backslider, Lord God, please bring them to church. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen.
Amen. Oh, my God. I thank God for those children who prayed. We have praying children in this world. Many children pray every day, and I thank God for the praying children. You know, they are very close to God, the children. Very close to God. So I thank God for Isaiah, for Sariah, and for London's prayers. Thank God. Now I'm going to call on Sister Rutha. Pray for the children of the world as well. Sister Ruth, are you there? Okay, she may have dropped. Let me see. Hold on. She was here. Sister Ruth? Mother Fanny, would you pray for the children for me, please?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you this morning for life, health, and strength. Thank you for each and everyone on this line this morning, Lord. I pray, God, you'll be with them and lead them and guide them. Lord, please remember our children. They need you. They cannot survive without you. They are weak, Lord. Give them strength. Build them up while they're toned down. Keep them safe, Heavenly Father. Keep your hands around them, oh God. Have mercy upon them. Give them the strength, the courage to go on and do what they're supposed to do, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord. They need you. They can't make it without you. Keep them safe. As they go to school and come back home, keep your hand around them. Lord, cover them in your holy, precious blood in the name of Jesus. Our kids need you, Father. They need you, Father. They cannot make it without you. They are weak. Build them up when they're torn down. Make them strong, Lord Jesus. Hold them in the hollow of your hand, God. You have the power to do whatever needs to be done. In the name of Jesus, keep them safe. Lord, keep them safe. And as they go to school, Lord, help them learn, God. Put protection in the schoolhouse in the name of Jesus. Whatever you see fit to do, Father, do it. For some safety to come into school, Lord. For safety to come in our home, around our home. Wherever we go, wherever we turn, we need our Lord Savior. He is our own in everything. He is the world to us in the name of Jesus. Jesus died on the cross for us to have eternal life. He wants us to follow him. He wants us to love him. He wants to obey him. Oh, God, have mercy upon us this morning. Just lead us and guide us the way you want us to go. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank God for each of you this morning. And now we're getting ready to praise the Lord, you know, for his goodness, for his mercy.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we got to thank and praise him every day because, you know, he's a merciful Father.
Yes.
He's Almighty God. He's Lord and King, Shepherd of our lives. He watch over us. But, you know, sometimes people have kicked him out the school.
Oh, yes.
Kicked him out the job. And so he don't want to go where he's not wanted. God wants us to receive him. So we say, Lord, we don't need you in our schools. We don't want you in our schools. We don't want prayer. We don't want the Bible read in our schools.
Oh, yes.
So he left. And when God leaves a place, look out. Evil comes in. The devil come in. The devil come to school every day to wreak havoc because we kicked God out.
Oh, yes.
We took permission back from God. He wants to protect our children, but we got to ask him to come back. We got to ask him in America. We're his people called by his name. Lord, we ask you to go back. We invite you back into the schools, Lord God.
Oh, yes.
And sometime, you know, when God has left a place, oh, my God, look out.
Oh, yes,
you don't
want
to be there where God has left. You don't want to be there because anything could happen.
My Lord Jesus.
They have bomb threats in the school.
Oh, yes.
You find a child in public school today, don't you know I take them out and homeschool them? Or I find a private school for them? But sometimes the devil, you know, is not invited to the private school, even some Christian schools.
Oh, yes.
Some Christian schools don't always honor God. So we got to ask the Lord, Lord, where do you want me to send my child for an education?
Oh, yes.
When you read Deuteronomy 6 chapter, he said, listen, I'm the only living God. I am God.
Jesus
There's
Christ.
No God but me. And he said, I want you to teach your children about me. I want you to teach them about who I am in the morning when they get up, in the afternoon. I want you to teach them about me in the evening.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
I don't read where God said, okay, let them get on the iPad and learn about me. He said, no, I want your parents to teach them. He said, I didn't say nothing about get on the cell phone, on the iPad, on the TV. He said, no, I want you to teach them when they get up in the morning. I want you to teach them in the afternoon.
Yes, Lord.
So God gave us that commission to teach the children, to pray with them. I have a daycare. Every day I pray with my child. Every day.
Oh, yes.
And then he's 2 years old. He don't want to get on his knees sometimes. I said, oh, no, we praying today. I tell him what to say till he can pray for himself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he can say, amen. He don't want to pray. I say, hey. I said, no, we're not finished yet. And then I tell him what to say, and then I pray over him.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray for him daily. I pray for the children at KCC daily. I pray for the teachers daily. I pray for the whole church daily.
Oh, yeah.
The body of Christ everywhere.
Because
we need prayer, especially our children. Devil is after our seed, and our seed seed after our children, after our grandchildren.
Yes,
and we got to go and make sure that they are covered with the blood.
Yes.
We got to make sure they are covered with the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Karen Artell is on with us. We're getting ready to do some praise songs. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Carita.
All right. What are you going to play this morning? Father Abraham.
Oh, yeah, okay, thank you. I can't get the name out. Okay, Father Abraham. Thank you, Father Abraham. Here we go.
Abraham, God made him a father of the nations.
Thank you,
God. Thank you so much, Karen. It was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. We have Jackie Travis on with us this morning, and I'm sure she's at work, so she's going to be singing a song of praise to the Lord. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? She's on there, Jackie. Your phone on mute. Jackie? Jackie Travis.
Mm-hmm.
All right, she's on there. She'll come back later. Well, it's Children's Day on Bible Storyland, and the children are ready. So we got Isaiah, Sarai, and Leah. We have London. So, Isaiah, you're on first. What did you tell me you're going to do, Isaiah?
I want to pray.
How old are you, Isaiah?
11.
11 years young. Oh, and he's a mighty man of God. You should see him at church walking and praying. Praying. His daddy be right there praying with him. His mama be right there praying with him. I thank God for godly parents. They're young parents. Got three beautiful children God gave them. And they are training them up in the way they should go. They know the Bible. Their parents know, and they're teaching their children.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, go ahead, Isaiah. Go ahead and pray, baby.
Lord God, I thank you for this day. And Lord, protect the children, Lord God. And Lord, bless us, Lord God. And Lord, protect our parents, Lord God. And Lord, protect all the people in the world, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, that you let us see, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Beautiful. Oh, amen. All right. Sariah, you ready?
Yep.
All right. You going to sing?
Yes, ma'am.
How old are you, Sariah?
Six.
6 years young. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. All right, go ahead, baby.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Did Leah sing?
Amen.
Sariah, was that you and Leah singing?
Yes.
Hi.
Amen. Yes. I think time for Sariah and Leah singing. They
yes,
are
Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Leah.
Who is that?
That was Leah.
Leah. Hey, man. Hey, Leah. How old are you, Leah?
I'm 8.
8 years young. My goodness. Lord bless the children. Bless those children. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, I love the song. I love the prayer. Oh, my God. Now, London is coming on. She's going to read the word. Good morning, London. London?
Ma'am?
Okay, you got to get close to the phone. Put your mouth close to the phone. Can't hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's better. Okay. What are you going to read in the Bible?
Psalms. 23.
All right. How old are you, London?
7.
7 years young. Amen. We got 6, 7, 8, and 11. Go ahead, London.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me into the task of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art. Thou preparest with me thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Beautiful. London, you are an excellent reader. Excellent. Excellent. Oh, I thank God for your children this morning. Sister Rutha, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, yeah, you probably dropped a few minutes ago. Can you pray for me?
I'm here.
Sister Rutha, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Could you pray for the children? All the children of the world.
Yes.
These children as well, but all the children of the world.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all the children that's participating in this program this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for the children of the world, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to let them hear the gospel, Lord God, that it will be, Lord God, a blessing to their lives, that they will have eternal life with you. Father God, we just come to just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your son. Thank you, Lord, that you gave us, Lord God, the right to eternal life. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to just stop all the violence, Lord God, and protect children everywhere, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and for your mercy, that you allowed us to see another day, that we can open up our mouths and give thanks and praise unto God. But, Lord God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, not to let us stop at praising you, Lord God, but, Lord God, make us worshipers, Lord. Father God, because we can worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Only through the Spirit can we worship you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask you to crucify our flesh, Lord God, that our spirit man can reign supreme all over the world, Lord God. Let the Spirit of the living God dwell. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Beautiful prayer. I thank God for each of you this morning. I thank God for the children, your families. You know, many children sleeping yet this morning. Many children are doing other things, but these children sacrifice their time.
Mm-hmm.
Come on early this morning and pray and sing and read the word. So I appreciate them so much.
Oh, yes.
You know, today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland, and we are so grateful for the children. And, you know, Acts 2:38-39, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord shall call. So it's to the children also, the promise.
Oh, yeah.
So the children have to be saved as well. The children need to be saved.
Yes,
we are so grateful, you know, for the children, because the children, if it was, you know, when we leave here, the children are going to be, you know, on. The children are the ones that's going to carry on. They're the ones who are going to be leaders. And so we got to train them as leaders to come forth like never before. So we got to make sure, you know, the children are leading according to God's plan.
Yes,
we don't train them God's way. They won't know God's way. They'll come up and do it their way. They'll lead. They'll be little apostles and little evangelists and pastors and teachers, you know, prophets. They'll be those people, but they won't lead according to God's plan because they won't know it. So we got to teach them God's way. We got to teach them what thus saith the Lord. So, you know, it's time for the word. God honors his word above his name, and so do we.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mighty woman of God that's coming on this morning to bring forth the word. She's a young woman on the battlefield for the Lord, and I thank God for her. She knows the word. She's full of the word. She's trained up the way she should go. And so I thank God today that she volunteered to come on and bring forth the word. You know, she, I met her at church, and many times I ride to church with her, and her conversations have blessed me. Her conversations are godly conversations, and I tell you what, she can pray. Ooh, when you find a young person that can pray, I appreciate her prayers. Her name is Parisha Gibbons. She was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida. And, you know, it was noted early in her life that Parisha had determination to overcome, you know, obstacles in her life. At the age of 6, she was hospitalized and diagnosed with an infection in her brain. Doctors later said that she would suffer memory loss due to her illness. It never stopped Parisha's determination to excel. Later, Parisha would go on to excel academically, despite the odds, despite the things that she had to go through. Parisha always had a great love for God from a child, and she believed that he would ultimately heal her, mm-hmm. and he has healed her. Parisha graduated in the top 10% of her class from Terry Parker High School, summa cum laude from Clark in Atlanta University. So although the doctors thought Parisha would suffer memory loss, she never dealt with that. She was teased by her family, maybe by her friends, but, you know, she continues on the battlefield. She has a great memory. I talked to her, and I never would have known any of these things had she not told me about them. So I thank God for her exceptional memory, and she has continued to excel. She has continued to succeed. And, you know, her scripture is in Joshua 1:8, where, the word of God continues to come forth in her life. And so Joshua 1:8 says, "Let not this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it." And then, Parisha, then the children that are on this morning, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. So I introduce to you this morning a mighty warrior, a prayer warrior, intercessor. Her name is Parisha Gibbons. Good morning, Parisha.
Good morning, everybody. Praise God. How is everybody doing this morning? That's
good.
That's good. Thank you so much, Sister G, for that warm and lovely introduction. I'm so excited. It's such an honor and just such a privilege to be on this show this morning. And one thing I love children. I'm an aunt. I don't have any children of my own, but I am an aunt, and I take pride in being an auntie. I have two nieces and a nephew. I have two 17-year-old nieces and one 7-year-old nephew, and so I just take a pride in being around my nieces and my nephew. And so today, my message is more so geared towards the parents. I come from the home of a single parent, a godly parent, that is. And so my title today is, "Are you parenting out of fear or are you parenting out of faith?" Now, before we proceed, we first need to define the word fear, and we need to define the word faith. Fear is defined as a feeling that is triggered by the perception of danger, real or imagined. And faith is defined as a strong or unshakable belief in something, especially without proof or evidence. In other words, faith is having the confidence or trust in a person or thing. Again, I ask you, parents, are you parenting your children out of fear or are you parenting them out of faith? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1:7. With so much going on in the world, we cannot allow the enemy's voice to be louder than God's voice. Fear is the voice of the enemy, but faith is the voice of God. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." What is parenting out of fear? Parenting out of fear is just worrying about your children all the time. You have anxiety concerning your children. You're scared about their safety. You're scared about their whereabouts. You're always extremely nervous. You know, you just allow the spirit of fear to consume your mind when it comes to your children. I don't know how I'm going to meet my children's need. I don't know if my children are going to be safe in school. I don't know what my children's future is going to look like. I don't know how I'm going to pay my children's college tuition. Lord, I hope my kids don't get pregnant at an early age. Lord, I hope my kids don't get addicted to drugs. You just allow the spirit of fear to consume your mind on a constant basis concerning your children. And what happens is, because you're parenting out of
fear instead of faith that bleeds over into your children, and then you end up raising fearful young adults. And then one day when they have children, the cycle would then repeat itself, and then they'll start parenting out of fear and instead of faith. As a parent, you always have to think about the good of your children instead of the bad. You always have to think about what God said about your children and not about what the enemy is saying about your children. Children naturally have their own fears, and when they have a parent who is fearful and who parents out of fear, it is a road that leads them to fear. When excuse me. We live in a time when parents naturally think, because so much has happened, that their children will be abducted, their children's school will be shot up, their children will get pregnant at an early age, that their children, you know, often be, you know, hooked on drugs. It's just something that naturally consumes parents' mind because of the times that we live in. Full of faith, we cannot worry about these things. My grandmother used to always say, if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, don't pray. As a parent, you have to know that God is always, always, always going to see your children through. My mother was a single parent from a small town in Middle Georgia. After she and my dad divorced, she stayed in Jacksonville, Florida, to raise me and my brother. My dad moved back to Georgia after the divorce. Now listen very carefully, because I'm going to show you how God worked on behalf of my mother. My mother, as a young single parent, was always nervous and very fearful. She told me as I became an adult that she suffered from a nerve condition as a child, and when she had children, and then after she had her divorce, her nerve condition got worse. My mother said one day she prayed and said, God, I don't want to be fearful, and I definitely don't want my children to be fearful. Protect, provide, and watch over me and my children constantly. God, I need you like never before. God did just that too. My mother at that moment began to parent us out of faith. When we needed money for lunch, God did just that. God gave my mother favor with the manager of the cafeteria at our elementary school, Miss Lisa. She was the cafeteria manager who would look out for us and oftentimes credit our lunch account. Now that's faith. When my brother had an interest to play sports, and although my mom didn't have the money to register him for baseball, and although she didn't know how she was going to take him to and from baseball practices, because his baseball practice where she got off of work, God yet again favored her with the baseball coaches who oftentimes paid for his registration and who would pick him up from home, take him to his practices. Now, that's faith. When I was selected to go on trips in school abroad in France, in Spain, in Washington, D.C., and because my mom didn't have the money, God made people give her money that she used to pay for my trip. All because she told me a yes. Even when her bank account said no, my mom had enough faith to say, yes, you can. Now, that's faith. My mom's faith has afforded me and my brother so many great, unbelievable opportunities. At the age of 17, I was working at a television station here in Jacksonville, Florida, PBS to be exact, and getting paid because of my mother's faith. And keep in mind, I did not go to performing arts school. Terry Parker is not a performing arts school, but yet I was afforded an opportunity that not even the performing arts schools have here in Jacksonville, Florida, to work at a TV station and to get paid at doing it. Parents, all I am saying is, instead of seeing the bad that can happen to your children, start seeing the good that will happen to them and allow God to see them through. Let me leave you all with this. Just know that God is faithful. Just a few years ago, my brother was driving in the state of Georgia and was arrested and charged with the DUI. My mother's faith stood tall, and my mother's faith yet again worked in her favor. She prayed and said, God, you got to move on my son's behalf. God gave my mother the funds to hire an attorney. She did her research. She found her an attorney. She prayed and asked God and said, God, is this the attorney that you want me to hire? God gave her the okay. My brother's DUI charge was dropped to a ticket for failure to stop at a stop sign. Parents, if you do your part, God will do his. In the good and in the bad, God is still faithful. So don't allow the cares of the world to scare you. Trust God and take him at his word. So here again, parents, I say, I am a young adult. I am a product of a mother and a father and a grandmother and just a family that just stood on God's word and just spoke the word of God and used faith. Because as we know, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So parents, you have children who will one day become young adults, and you want them to excel. You want them to exceed. And so since you want them to excel, since you want them to exceed, you have to trust the person who created them, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Trust him. Trust that he knows what he's doing. And so every time the enemy comes in your head and say, they're not going to make it in school, they're not going to be the head, they're not going to be the lender, they're not going to be prosperous, every time he tells you everything that's opposite of what the word of God says, everything that's opposite of what God has already told you about your children, you counsel him out and you tell him that he's a liar. And I'm telling you, once you start having those good visuals in your head concerning your children and you start stepping out on faith, God is going to see you through. So yet again, I say, parents, you hang in the battlefield, you stand strong. I know as a parent it's not always easy, especially in today's time with so much going on around us. But just know that God is faithful. Just know that when he gave you your children, he knew all of this was going to be happening. He knew all of this was going to be going on. But he gave you your children in a time such as this because he knew that he could trust you with those children, and he knew that you all would be praying not only on your children's behalf, but on other children's behalf. So keep praying your children through and keep allowing faith to manifest in your children's life and in your life as well. I love you all. I'm praying for you all, and I just continue to pray for London, Soraya, Leah, and Isaiah, and I know that God is going to see you all through the same way he saw me and my brother through, the same way he sent us through, the same way he's seeing my nieces and my nephew and my cousins through. Y'all keep loving on God. Y'all keep encouraging your friends to trust God, and y'all keep just doing what you all are doing. I'm so extremely proud of you all, and just know that God got y'all back in the good and in the bad. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a great word. Oh, my God, that was awesome. Are you parenting out of fear? Are you parenting out of fear?
Oh, yes.
That was a wonderful word. Parisha, how old are you, Parisha, may I ask?
29.
Woo, my God. When I grow up, I'm going to be just like you, Parisha. That was an awesome word. Oh, my God. I love the testimony you gave about your mom and how she was a single parent, but how she went from fear to faith.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, she started trusting in God to raise your brother and you, and what, you know, what she instilled in you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was awesome. That was a powerful word, powerful testimony about a mother of God like Hannah. Hannah decided to give her man-child back to God, and your mother gave you and your brother back to God. So what a great testimony. Yes. That word was awesome. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So a lot of times we don't see how the money's going to come. But her mother trusted in God, and she got a job, an excellent job. She went away to a university in Atlanta, and her brother got in trouble, and her mother prayed, and he got the evidence, you know, just canceled. God is an awesome God. So I thank God for that word. It was a mighty word. What a great word it was. So I'm going to ask Karen Itell if she would play a song for us, a praise song right now. So hold on a second, Karen. What a friend we have in Jesus, because we need a friend in Jesus in this day and time.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Going to do great things in her life. We thank you, Lord God, that she is going to lift up the kingdom of God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that the torch can be passed safely into her hands. Father God, we just thank you and bless your name for her. We thank you, Lord God, that you order her steps. Keep her, Lord God, in all thy ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, anybody
thank
have a testimony this morning? Well, I thank God because he is faithful. I mean, you know, God has really been faithful to me. And I was brought up something like Parisha's mother, sometimes fearful of, my mother was fearful of her shadow, people used to say. And sometimes I operate in fear, and I had to ask the Lord, Lord, remove this fear from me. I was in two car wrecks, and God was right there with me. You know, I could have been dead and gone. But because God saw fit to, you know, I had back injury, but God saw fit. I didn't have to take medication. Went to a chiropractor. God furnished me a good chiropractor. And I thank the Lord for that chiropractor because he helped, you know, with the injury. He helped heal that injury. God touched my back. Very seldom now do I have any kind of pain from the injury. But I thank the Lord that he furnished me with a good chiropractor. And then money came through the car accident, and that's how I got my book published. So I thank the Lord. I'm working on another one. So I said, Lord, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. So I thank the Lord. Anybody else? Testimony?
Sister Clarissa?
Yes, ma'am.
You reminded me that I was in a car accident. It was raining, and I was on my way to work, and I was praying and singing, and I was speeding, and I ran off the road into a ditch. And so I got out of the ditch because I didn't know how deep it was, and I didn't want to start sinking. So I got out, and I started walking toward the road. There was nobody on the road because, you know, it was early. There was nobody. But out of nowhere came this car, and I believe God sent me an angel. He sent a woman because he knew I wasn't going to get in no car with no man. And she drove me to the filling station where I called my husband and called a job and let them know what happened. The car was total, but I was all right. There wasn't a scratch on me. Didn't have to go to no doctor. I was fine.
Amen, amen. I thank God for that testimony. Yes, indeed. We serve a great God. And he's everywhere we go, in the ditch, on the highway, everywhere we are, God is there. Before we get there, and he arrives with us. Well, we have Jackie Travis on again with us this morning. Jackie, you there?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry about that, Sister Carice. I had a lot of things going on. I just want to thank God this morning because he is so good to me. And he's great. He's allowing us. We're having another Black History program this evening at 3 o'clock at Cathedral Terrace. And I hope to see you there. And we're going to have a good time. All right. And we're going to have a good time. But this is Children's Day, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, I thank you for it. And I'm just going to sing my little, this little light of mine. That's my favorite song, my people's favorite song. So that's our little song to sing. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere
I go,
I'm going to let it shine.
Her husband and her children, Lord God, her two daughters. Oh, go with them, Father God. Protect them. Meet every need in our household, Lord God. And, Lord, be with her patients, the senior citizens that she take care of, even the younger ones, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Jackie Travis. Bless her family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you that your joy is her strength in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you. I'll be there later. Looking forward to coming.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me. Amen. Well, we're going to be, Parisha, are you still there? I know she may have me on mute because she has something to do. Don't worry about it, Parisha. We're getting ready to pray right now.
Carissa, I have a testimony.
Oh, go ahead, Karen.
The testimony I have is my pastor that I told you to pray about last week has passed on, but through that, the annual conference for the Methodist Church in Texas is going to have the conference at my church this coming Thursday. So I need to pray for you, have you pray for our church. It's going to be taken over by ministers this coming Thursday, and we're going to have our Bible study still on the next Thursday, but we're going to be moved to a different location so they can have free run of the main building.
Amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, you heard Karen's testimony and her request. We thank you that you're here and you answer before we call. And, Lord, I just thank you for the church that Karen go into, Lord God. I thank you for putting everything in order there. I thank you for the service that they'll have on Thursday. I thank you even for the building where they'll be going to have another service, oh God. And, Lord, we just thank you that you do hear, you do answer. Bless the whole service, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do there. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for moving mountains. We thank you for the order of God taking place in that service, Lord God. And from this day forward, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Sister Ruth, pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her family. Her church family is, she pastors Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. So if you could pray concerning that, I appreciate it.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you are hearing this prayer and that you've heard the prayers that have gone up before. But Lord God, we come on behalf of Sister Donna Hawkins, her family, Lord God, her husband, and her church family, Lord God, the church that she pastors, Lord God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to wrap her in your arms, Lord God. We ask you to saturate her family in the blood of Jesus. Saturate, Lord God, her husband, her children, Lord God. We ask you to saturate the family, the church family, in the blood of Jesus. We ask you to saturate the church building in the blood of Jesus, where you have placed your name. Lord God, we thank you that you're particular about your name, that you won't put your name on just any old place. We thank you, Lord God, that your name is on the sanctuary. Lord God, we thank you. We invite you, Lord God, to have your way in Pastor Donna Hawkins' life, Lord God. Let her come forth as never before, Lord God, with a new and a fresh anointing from God, that the power of the Holy Ghost will fall, Lord God, every time she opens her mouth. Father God, we thank you for souls that's going to be saved. We thank you, Lord God, for the healings that's going to take place. We thank you, Lord God, that the dead will be raised. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Miss Ludell, the 95-year young woman of God that usually come on every Saturday, touch her knees, touch her body, Lord God. We thank you for abundant life that you're giving Ms. Ludell, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Mother Fanny who comes on, who was on with us this morning, Lord God. We thank you for the elderly and everything that you're doing on their behalf. We ask you to bless them like never before. And, Lord, we thank you for Isaiah, Leah, Soraya, and London who came on today to sing songs, praise, to pray and to read the word of God. We ask you to bless all the children of the world. Visit them in their home. Offer them salvation at a young age. Let them be taught about you at a young age, O God. Let them have great peace, O God. protect them, oh, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over all the children throughout the world. Oh, God, surround them in their home, in their school, everywhere they go, in the playgrounds, the parks, the neighborhoods, oh, God. We bind up that demon of drugs, alcohol, violence that go to visit our children. We say our children shall live and not die and declare your works, oh, God. So, Father, we just thank you for what you're doing right now, what you're going to do. We lift up Karen Itell, Parisha, everyone who was on this morning, all the men and women of God who came on to listen on Bible Storyland. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for what you've done on Bible Storyland on Children's Day. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, that you have covered us with your precious blood. And, Lord, as we are about to close out, we thank you for your precious love. We thank you, Father God, for your word in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, for us to resurrect. And I thank you, Jesus, that you're sitting at the Father's right hand right now, interceding on our behalf. So I thank you, Father, for hearing and answering all of our prayers, even the prayers that we don't speak out loud, in the name of Jesus. You are an awesome God, a mighty King, no God, great might, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Sister Ruth, the Lord God, and Karen, Lord, and their families, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every parent, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we honor your presence, and we thank you for what you've done this morning on Bible Storyland. We honor and bless you in Jesus' name. Well, I look forward to hearing from each of you next Saturday. We'll be the first Saturday in March. It'll be Senior Citizens Day. I look forward to hearing from you. I love each of you, but you already know God loves you more than I can ever love. He has the capacity to love, and his love is great and mighty. What a great God we serve. So I love you all. Look forward to hearing from you same time, 9 a.m. next Saturday morning. And God is a great God. He's doing great things in the earth realm. He's watching over his people. He's making sure that we are safe and protected under the shadow of his almighty wings. Don't you know he's our refuge and he's our fortress? I love y'all. Talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Love you, too.